Good morning.
Morning.
Well, basically, there are two ways to tell a story. One is to write a novel, and the other is to write a short story. So today's talk will be a short story, which will make my teacher happy. And so what I want to talk about is the three marks, which relates to the practice circle that Bill is going to have later. And I want to add my two cents about the difference between pain and suffering. And that difference, I think, is generally missed when suffering gets talked about. So first, the three marks are impermanence, suffering, and non-self. So I'll briefly discuss them as a place to start. So impermanence. Impermanence means everything and everyone is constantly changing, and that this is a basic fact of life. We get sick, then we recover, we lose our hair, our best friend dies, our daughter moves to California. Some days we are sad, and that sadness turns to happiness. And Buddha taught, if we do not accept this fact of life and live in harmony with it, we will suffer. The second of the three marks is suffering. And suffering occurs when we do not accept things as they are. Failing to do so can lead to discontentment, frustration, and anxiety. We feel that our lives are ungovernable, unsatisfying, and sometimes suffering can be overwhelming. And the third is non-self. And we are not who we think we are. Each day we create and validate the story of who we think we are. Who are we when we look in the mirror? Who are we at work? Who are we with our friends? Who are we with our family? Who are we when we're with our lover? Who are we in relation to our beliefs, our fantasies, and so on? There are a million parts to the stories that we tell ourselves over and over again about who we think we are. And this list grows and changes endlessly. Now, if you just take a moment and think about a day, take a day out of your life, how much of that day revolves around thinking, and how much of that thinking revolves around ourselves, and who we are, and our problems, and our emotions, and the good time we had the night before, and on and on and on. But the universe revolves around ourselves. And this story is so believable, so real, that we get tricked into believing that this self, this me, is a solid and predictable entity that moves in the world in the company of millions of other selves. Most of us don't doubt this for a minute. Non-self is who we are when the self drops away. When the self drops away, we discover that we are not a separate individual self. We are not who we thought we were. We realize that we are the universe itself, that we are connected to everything. And if you remember, Suzuki Roshi would talk about small self and big self. So the self that we convince ourselves we are, we would call small self. And the self we are when we include everything, and the definition of self expands endlessly, that's what he would call big self. So this has been an outline of the three marks of existence. The three marks are actually interdependent with each other. Nevertheless, for the purposes of this talk, I'm going to focus on suffering and the difference between pain and suffering, which I think most times is missed when you read about suffering in the Buddhist literature. Now, suffering is caused, I think, by what we tell ourselves about the pain we're in. Our spouse has an affair with our best friend. We're hurt, angry, disillusioned, overwhelmed. These are all natural responses to this experience. This is the pain we are in, brought about by what happened, right? That's the pain that we are experiencing. Then we start talking to ourselves about what happened, telling ourselves how worthless and unloving we are, telling ourselves that our life is over, that people will think what a fool we have been, and on and on. It is the story that we tell ourselves that converts pain, which is already bad enough, into suffering. Another example, a person enters a hospital with severe abdominal pain. Naturally, they are afraid. They want to make sure they get the best doctor. They may want to have family or friends there for support. The situation is painful both emotionally and physically. When this person starts to create a worst-case scenario about the pain they're in, suffering begins. It's only going to get worse. I'm going to die. I'll never see my kids again. I guess I deserve this after the terrible thing that I said to my neighbor. And so it goes. But again, the pain of that experience is enough. But when we make up the story about the pain we're in, it only gets worse. So our suffering, for the most part, is what we create about the pain that we're in. So to conclude, we all experience this emotion that can be extremely painful. Grief and sadness, anger, shame, fear, loneliness. It is not the painful emotion, though, as I've said, that's the problem. Again, it's the story that we create about it. In the end, life is just life. And each moment is an expression of life as it is. Pain is pain, sadness is sadness, anger, anger, loneliness is loneliness. Things just as they are before we begin telling a story. Thank you.